Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 2977. Along with Steve the Throw Hill, DJ Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you, hiring the men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has every state's favorite Super Bowl foods. Noah Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Tim.
Click, clack.
Drink as you draw.
All right, here we go. Texas woman grabs her silver toy and gives Marriott Austin patrons quite the show. Meanwhile, an 18-year-old finds death by toothpick would be a hell of a way to go. South Carolina mom pours water on 9-month-old's head while sleeping to get her back. A Pakistani man's legs turned to stone as ELO was playing a favorite track. And her baloney has a first name and someone pissed on it. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here is how it works. You call us. We will spin the category wheel. Come on, man.
Oh,
thank you. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. Here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, to date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who, incidentally, graduated magnum cum laude and found a way to answer 20 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2977. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as the head chef is in the house. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Matter of fact, the head chef has already had the coat on many times today.
Yeah,
he has been working long and hard.
Oh, yeah.
Getting ready as every state has a favorite Super Bowl snack, food, dip, you name it. There are so many things that get brought to the table, as we've discussed many times. It feels like the big game is the big time appetizer event of the year in my mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
As far as if you're an appetizer lover, I'm an appetizer lover.
But now the appetizer becomes the meal.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, man.
You know what it is? It's tapas. That's
nachos,
American tapas, bitches.
Wings, potato skins, all these things that you can share, onion rings. I'm just fine ordering six appetizers and saying, hey, man, let's get a plate. Dig in, man. I'm totally cool with that. So the Super Bowl is a lot like that.
Oh, yeah.
But as you would
precisely
say.
Precisely like that.
As you would say, though, it takes on that carnival aspect of some of the foods.
Well, because you can introduce anything that's absolutely ridiculous. Look, by the time the Super Bowl hits, let's face it, most people already stopped their New Year's resolution, right? So it is go time. It's February. And because it's the Super Bowl, we just allow for ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I wrap this in puff pastry, then I deep fried it, then I slathered it in gravy, then I put barbecue sauce. And you're like, cool, man, I'm going to try that.
You only buy the tiny weenies one time a year, right?
Twice
a year. When's the other time?
Christmas.
Oh, you did. You already made them already.
Yeah,
but it's still concentrated in a certain amount of time.
Same sauce. I could give out that recipe pretty easy to people too.
Same sauce, or do you switch it up?
No, I just, sometimes I just cut up string cheese and get a toothpick and put a little cocktail weenie and a piece of string cheese on there.
So you don't even
Ted
cook them?
That is nothing if not fancy.
Well, you cook them. You cook them in a little pan and then...
Oh, so you don't like do it in a crock pot with barbecue sauce or any of that stuff?
Nah.
It is a cocktail weenie.
Correct.
A piece of string cheese.
Yeah, I've cut into like fives
or fours,
depending on how big of a cheese you want.
Okay.
And then you take a toothpick, cheese on, little hot dog, maybe some mustard.
Boom. That's it.
I mean, look, that's a pretty white trash one that I make.
Okay.
You could make pigs in a blanket and or wrap
so
them
there
in
is
bacon.
No recipe.
No, I just get them.
All right. Okay.
And I'm not even cooking them.
So
my buddy said, can I have them to make an appetizer? I said, sure.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully he'll do something in the preparation world for this this wonderful appetizer.
Looking forward to it.
Head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes is every state's favorite Super Bowl foods. Noah Sherlock is on the way. We'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. Of course, another round of Profile This. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober so far. Our biggest dummy has been Josh. It took him 20 painful questions to get one right. Now, every time we do the Big Dummy game, we also do a men's room poll. And last week and the last time we played, we asked you to pick a brand new pet. Something that you could keep there in your bedroom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, a new friend, a new compadre, somebody you can hang out with.
I'm going to go down to the pet store and get myself a new compadre.
Your options were the ball python.
Oh, yeah.
The rooster, a tarantula, or the very cute and seemingly more popular than I thought, a possum.
Yeah, I can't believe anyone would want a possum.
And I'm going to keep saying opossum just because I know there's two sayings to that word.
I thought everyone said you don't say the O. It's just possum. It's,
how can you have a silent O, Steve?
I don't know. People do silent letters. It's just what we do.
Ask your wife, Doc.
I was waiting. I threw that ball.
I was like, I didn't want to say it,
gonna
but
hit
he
that?
Is. Yeah.
Is someone going to hit that ball? God damn it. Yeah. So the possum, the rooster, the ball python, or the tarantula. If you do follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Men's Room Live, especially on Twitter there, we have a little poll up so you can vote as well. So as far as the votes go, believe it or not, we got a tie. As far as a new pet, 31% picked both a possum and a rooster. So that was number one.
Okay.
Followed by a ball python at 20% and a tarantula, the least liked pet that
I
you would
agree.
Pick at 18%.
Because it's a monster.
So, this week on the men's room poll, we're going to ask you to do one thing for a week, a straight week. So the whole week, you'll be doing one of these things. And they include going to boot camp. Quite frankly, no one in this room has any knowledge of what boot camp is like.
Military boot camp, right?
Military
Not like an exercise boot camp.
Military boot camp. We did train with the Marines for like one half hour or an hour one afternoon.
It wasn't even an hour,
And that about killed me.
Yeah.
So I was in pretty decent shape, a lot better shape than I am in now. And I can tell you right now, that was hard as hell. So if you've never run with a pretend rifle over your head and, you know, everything else and started doing push-ups.
That was
and
a real
that.
Rifle.
Oh, that was a real rifle.
Yeah, it just had like a rubber composite on the outside so you couldn't shoot.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. I would have probably shot.
They told us that.
Well, because they trained with them.
Well, I know. It was heavy, though. You know what I mean? Like, by the time
we know it was goddamn heavy.
But that was just an hour, one day. You know, that wasn't like a full week of boot camp.
Right, right.
So, no. I mean, look, man, one of the hardest things you can say, like, well, I'm not really good at running. Like, I'm not good at getting up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, just from the start, from the get-go. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's going to be painful for me. So boot camp would be number one. Number two is spending a week in a hospital. Now, even if you have insurance, if you're one of the lucky people out there that have insurance, just know that if you are in the hospital for a week, something pretty bad is going on with you. Not only that, but the cost that it's going to take you. Now, granted, they'll bring you food from the time you order it to the time it gets up into your room. It takes about 3.5 hours. They will come and check on you every
once
in a while.
Well, they'll give you food at boot camp, too, man. It's not like a freaking sales pitch.
You get pudding.
You know, they do bring you food.
You get ice cream.
You're freaking incapacitated and can't get out of a bed.
Most hospitals have at least 7 channels that you can enjoy on the little small tube television that they have.
Enjoy is the word.
I mean, I got to ask you a question. If you look at the bill, right, for an average hospital stay, how in the hell have they not upgraded the televisions in there? You'd think that you'd have a 65-inch television. You'd think you'd have the absolute best. I mean, just based on what you paid for, like, 2 hours of being in that room, surely they could go down to, like, the Best Buy and pick up some nice television.
I would think Costco would cut you a break if you bought them. If you said, like, we need 200 of these bad boys. I bet you they'd work with them.
Absolutely.
Well, hospitals and, like, most medical things, they don't make a profit, so.
Okay. Oh, well, you know, I did not know that.
It's a struggling industry.
But it is going to cost you money to spend a week in the hospital.
Yeah, but also there's something wrong with you that warns that you're stuck there for a week.
So you're either going to be in boot camp, you're going to spend a week in the hospital. Here's a tough one. I guess, I don't even know, but you're going to try to fast for a week.
That's just stupid.
Yeah, I guess you can drink water, you can drink some liquids, but other than that, no food for 1 week. Which I would have to think would be pretty, pretty hard to do. We talked about the woman who was in the elevator over the weekend in the Bronx.
Right, right.
Friday afternoon to Monday morning. And Robin, you were thinking to yourself, how humiliating would it be to have someone walk in and see all the poop that you have in a corner or whatever you've got. And the only thing I can think of is, like, I need to eat. Like, I don't care about my poop in the corner. Like, I need to eat. Like, what am I going to eat from Friday night? I'd be starving in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but also, you could go on an acid trip, man. You wouldn't want to eat for at least a few of those days.
If I had acid,
I'm saying you
can
prepare for the fast, right? Like, you boot camp, it's just going to suck. I don't care if you're in the military or not. You know it sucks. You don't want to do it again, right? So, I know that sucks. Hospital, if you're in there for a week, some S's at the fan. Fasting, I'm like, look, it's not that I don't want to eat for a week, but I know that I have the ability in me, if I know it's coming, to not eat for a week, even if I could.
Yep, okay.
That's my line of thinking. Not a role model. I'm trying to noodle this through, man.
Do one for a week. Boot camp, hospital, fast. We thought about being a crab fisherman.
Right, right.
Man, oh man, that's a reason they call it the deadliest catch. It's an incredibly hard job. You have a chance of dying. You're on a boat. You're freezing. But we didn't go with that one. We went with jury duty. And jury duty, from what I understand from a close friend of mine, they will give you $20 to $25 a day.
Right.
For every day that you're there. There's no guarantee on the length of a trial if you get picked. We have a coworker who had to come into work and then basically go every day for what was seemingly over a month.
Right.
It was not an exciting trial.
But with this, it's only a week.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever it is.
Now, you just need to know one thing. You say, well, jury duty doesn't sound that bad. I mean, well, hell, it is what it is. You just got to sit there. You do have to sit there. Chances are it's going to be from about 8:30 until 4 to 4:30 every day. You get $20 to $25 a day, and they basically say that that is a food stipend.
Sure.
So you're basically just getting paid so you can go and get lunch close. If you know anything about where this courthouse is and where we work, the average day cost of parking your car is about $40 a day. You're also not going to get any money from your employer because you're going to be gone for a week.
Yeah, I'm taking jury duty.
And not only that, but you could possibly go more than the 1 week. So,
but
yeah,
in
you,
this case,
but not
this,
in this one. Not in this
I'm
case.
I'm taking jury duty. Okay. There is no doubt about it, man. There's
every
no
time?
Doubt about it. With this, I don't want to do boot camp. One, I'm just too goddamn old and I don't want to hear it. All right. What the hell is the next one?
Hospital.
Right. That speaks for itself. I'm in the hospital for a week. Nothing good's happened. Even though they bring me food.
I think I'd like to try boot camp.
Nah, I'm going jury duty. Like, 1 week, I'm down. If you, just 1 week, I am absolutely 100% down.
I get boot camp. They're trying to make me an ass kicker.
Oh, that bitch is guilty. You can
see they're trying to make me an ass kicker. You know what I mean? Like, I get that.
They're going to try.
They're
going to
try their best.
They get 1 week.
They get 1 week to put me in great shape, ready to ship me off to the border. You know what I mean? So I can do my job.
Yeah, that boot camp's probably the last one I would take.
All right. Okay.
What are you taking?
But it would be the first week of boot camp, too. So it'd be right at the beginning. I wonder if it gets worse as it goes on or if it gets easier.
It's going to suck.
Well, think
way.
How you're okay. showing up. That's the problem,
right?
Man.
Just flat.
Yeah, forget what kind
right.
of shape.
Like the way we show up.
Just the idea that drill instructor is going to be screaming at you all the time.
Yeah, but I'd rather be screamed at than be bored to tears.
When's the last time you got screamed at like that by another male?
And it wasn't in
college football.
You
right, and there's nothing. Right,
voice,
you can't
right.
say anything to. You can't say, Miles, you can't say, talk back.
You cannot.
You cannot
you're
touch
get thrown out.
That would be
day.
Tough, though, wouldn't it?
You're going to get thrown out.
That would be tough, wouldn't it?
I think I would either do the fast or I might go to the hospital.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I like taking naps. I'm laying in this bed. Miles is right to bring in three square.
You got hot nurses in there, too.
Yeah. I mean, the fast.
No, they're doing
I
worse.
Like
I've,
taking
the
naps.
Problem is you don't have your appendix anymore or whatever at the end.
Right.
Right?
But he's
squirt.
Napping.
The only time I spent a while in the hospital was when I was a kid. When I was like in high school, I got pneumonia.
Right.
So as a kid, it didn't seem that bad. I just sat in there for 3 days and just like watched sports and ate food. And then I fasted for 3 days before.
You have to understand, though, if you are able to get down there, the cafeteria is phenomenal. It's phenomenal as far as the...
Yeah.
Well, it depends.
It depends.
Well, it depends
what
on what you're in
you
for.
Need to go to, yeah, you need to go to a children's hospital. You got to
right.
figure out a way to convince them that you're younger
He's
than
not
you.
Going to be at the children's hospital.
I know,
hospital.
But they got everything. Got nuggets,
if I'm at
pizza,
the children's hospital
dogs,
by myself, something's wrong.
Ice right. cream machine. Oh, man, they got it hooked up. So there's your men's room poll. Do one for a week. Will it be boot camp, hospital, fast, or jury duty? In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola!
Ryan, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober, my friend.
All right, Ryan, welcome to the show.
By the way, you are the first person to sound enthusiastic when they say that they're sober.
Well, I'm driving down the road right now, work, and I'm in North Dakota, so I got to be happy to talk to you guys. It's pretty cool.
How cold is it in North Dakota right now?
We're about 15 above now. It was a little chilly yesterday. We were around 30 below when we got
Jesus.
Up.
Jesus.
That's crazy.
And then we all worked all day. I'm a delivery driver. So
how long do you
shut the mail down. Yeah. Like,
how long do you have to warm up your vehicle before you're comfortable driving that thing, man?
A half hour. Okay. I just let her run.
Jesus.
Hey, do you ever listen to Rock 95 in Grand Forks?
That's a little too far out for me. I can't get that station, but I listen to you guys on the podcast.
Okay, cool. Well, if you ever get near Grand Forks, we're on Rock 95 in the morning.
So you can,
listen
to the show then if you're driving through, too. All right, Ryan, on this men's room poll, you got to do one for a week. Will it be boot camp, be in a hospital, fast, or on jury duty?
Boot camp.
All right.
Yeah.
Join me for boot camp.
Cool. Were you in the military?
No, I was not. But I was close enough. I went and I fished on a boat for 3 months out there out of Dutch Harbor.
Oh, Jesus.
And I felt like it was boot camp.
All right. What kind of shape are you in now? Like, realistically, how bad would that first day be?
It would be pretty, it'd be pretty bad at this point.
I'm just amazed.
That's what I'm thinking.
The excitement
my age
out of
man.
People who have ever been in the military, like, oh, hell yeah, I'm taking boot camp.
Like, I've worked out of shape here in man.
All right.
I know a couple friends who went, they weren't in shape then.
Right. All right, here is your question, Ryan. Rennet, I believe that's what it's called. Who the hell knows? R-E-N-N-E-T. Rennet is an enzyme-filled juice from animal stomachs. It's used in the making of what dairy product?
Milk.
Cheese. I feel like cheese is...
Cheese, glorious cheese.
When you really want to get experimental with dairy, I feel like they just go to the cheese world, right? Love people cheese. Talk about stinky cheese, but no one says, hey, man, I had stinky milk. Like, it's just not a product that would work.
Good point.
Your question, what U.S. city had the first subway?
Like Jared Subway?
Subway transportation system. You're right. I should specify.
I feel like it's over on the East Coast, and I do not know the East Coast very well. But maybe Chicago?
I'm going to guess the T.
In Boston?
Boston. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Boston.
Oh, yay. You know why? Because when you're on it, you're like, this thing is old and rickety. I feel like I'm on a wooden coaster at, like, Kennywood.
I will say this. It doesn't matter what coaster they built. To this day, the scariest roller coasters are the wooden roller coasters.
Yes.
Because on the wooden roller coasters, you seriously might die.
You're on a wooden bench with a little rope that you latch onto, like an O-ring. You know what I mean? It's like, that ain't safe.
I'm telling you, they're so much... The adrenaline's different. They're not as tall, they're not as fast, but they are much more terrifying. All right, your question. What type of animal is Harry Potter's pet Hedwig?
I don't know. I've never seen Harry Potter all the way through, but maybe he had a mouse or a rat?
Hedgehog?
A cat?
An owl.
An owl.
You should see Robin's imitation of an owl. It was pretty smooth.
Yeah. Well, that's a calm owl.
I think my owl would be this one.
Jesus, Ted, you're just creepy, man.
Well, they can't move their eyes, but they can spin their head.
Just flap your arms, man. Okay. All right, your question. What color is the two ball in a traditional pool set?
Hey.
All right. Well.
You know this. It's a common color for a lot of balls.
Right.
Yeah,
really is.
I played a lot of pool, but I'm sipping back on a cool beverage, you know, so.
Think about what's going on in the area you are at right now. What would be a good color?
Turns out.
Blue.
Yes!
blue ball. That's exactly yes, right, Ryan. Very good.
There's
right.
no reason I picked that ball here. No reason I want to talk about
the blue. The two ball is the blue ball.
Yes, absolutely.
That sounds very Sesame Street.
One, okay, let's do it
Remember,
again.
Remember, kids, let's the see two if ball is the blue ball.
One is yellow.
Correct.
Two is blue.
Three is red.
Three is red.
Four is purple.
Four is, no, I think four is orange, isn't it?
Four is purple.
Four is purple.
I'm telling you, I can feel purple.
Okay, five is red.
Orange.
I don't know.
Six is...
Crap. I think the six might be a different shade of red, kind of like that more maroony right. red.
You we know eight me? Is black.
That's right.
Now, Mike's saying...
Crap.
All right, Mike, what do you got in there on your balls?
All right, so you were right. Knowledge. One is yellow, two is blue, three is red, four is purple, five is green. Orange, six is green.
Oh, damn yes. it.
Okay.
Seven is a darker red, eight is black, and then you go into the
stripes. Right. And it's the same order, right? But stripes.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Seven's tan.
Tan?
Tan.
Oh, my God.
That's what Wikipedia says.
F Wikipedia.
More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, as every state's favorite Super Bowl foods. That after the game, known as Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Do we have a brand new contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Patrick, you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Sober Patrick, welcome to the show. Our Men's Room poll, do one for a week. Will it be boot camp? Stay in a hospital, fast, or jury duty?
I'm going hospital.
Hospital for weekends.
Ooh, the hospital. Why the hospital?
As long as I'm the one hospitalized.
Yeah. It's you. It's you. You're in
okay.
there.
Okay. All right. And I've done that before with my wife, and it wasn't fun.
What was the worst part about staying there?
The tiny little couch thing that they try and give you, because my daughter was 5 weeks premature, so we had to stay in there for a week afterwards.
That's right.
And the tiny little couch that they expect you to sleep on that somebody 3 foot tall couldn't sleep on.
Mm-hmm. Again, we go back to Miles' point. As expensive as all that crap is, you would think maybe.
Just
you can
maybe.
Update the furniture and the TV, man. It's.
I mean, surely the room could be as big as, like, you know, an Econo Lodge. It doesn't have to be. You know.
Even if the room's tiny, how about just a better pull-out sofa, right? That's all we're saying, man. All right, here is your question. Ian Fleming, that's the author that created James Bond. He also wrote a children's book. Was that book The Little Engine That Could, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, The Fox and the Hound, or 101 Dalmatians? That's right, Ted. International Men of Mystery and children's books, huh?
Yeah.
Nothing weird about that at all.
He also wrote James Bond Jr.
Yeah.
The Little Engine That Could.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
It is Chitty Chitty okay. Bang Bang.
That just feels English. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I did it last night. I'm going to write a book about it today.
It's called The Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
So in this story, James Bond Jr. is a kid. He gets chocolate milk. Shake him.
Nice story.
All right, your question. Which automaker opened the first foreign plant in the United States?
Ooh. Ooh la la. Ooh la la. Ooh la.
Toyota?
That would have been my guess as well.
How about Volkswagen?
Volkswagen it is?
Yeah. Mm. Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Look at that, man. You landed on the first ever Men's Room members only question.
Oh, wow.
An unbelievable new spot that's been added to the wheel.
Okay.
Now, this is a question where the answer is one of the members from the Men's Room radio show.
Oh, really?
See that? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Tiger blood.
They hooked that up special for you. All right, here is your question. Here is your question. And one of the members of the Men's Room is the honest-to-God answer to this question. Who do you think is responsible for the following? This member of the Men's Room once had karaoke performed on them while they ate fried chicken. That's true.
Is it just you three?
Anyone on the Men's Room?
Or is Mike Hawk involved in that?
Mike Hawk is involved as well.
Robin's involved.
Robin does not have a penis. I'll give you that as a hint.
Well, karaoke's karaoke. However you sing, you sing.
I'm sorry to say it, Thrill, but I got to think back to profile this. Is it Thrill?
Oh, eat fried chicken.
I really wish it was. I really, truly, deeply wish I could tell you, yes, that was me. I'm sorry. The correct answer was Miles.
Ah.
Mild. That is correct. Once had a woman perform on him while he quietly ate fried chicken over her head.
We got the fried chicken.
West Virginian in him.
No, here's what happened. All right, Patrick. Okay, listen. So we're getting ready to go back to my place. We know it's going to happen, but we've also been out drinking. It's close to 2 o'clock in the morning. There is a gas station convenience store that does fried chicken all night. They also do potato wedges and rolls.
The romance keeps building.
So we said, you know what, man?
It's gas station fried chicken.
We should stop and get some fried chicken and some rolls and some potato wedges before
we said that, huh?
Before we head home. So I got like two big boxes, all right, of fried chicken. So we get back to the place and we start getting a little bit frisky, but in the same time, I can smell this fried chicken. So the fried chicken is now on the coffee table. I'm pretty sure we're going to hook up. It doesn't matter.
Obviously.
The fried chicken is hot. It's warm.
She's face down in your lap. Yes, you're probably
smelling
gonna hook
it.
Up.
No, you know, whatever. And then that starts to happen. Well, I reached over and slowly opened the box because there was a wing
of chicken.
Out. Yes. Right.
And then
I grabbed a chicken wing.
No, she's not paying attention.
And I began to eat it.
Obviously.
I got through the first chicken wing, no problem. I went to reach for another piece of chicken, and my roommate Chad walked in the door from the bar and just stood there and looked at me, grabbed the piece of fried chicken in a roll, and then went into his room.
Thank you for being our first contestant for the men's room members only question. Yeah. Hang on there, Force Patrick.
I'm proud to be.
Yeah, hang on there.
And then we ate the fried chicken later.
Oh, she needed to get the taste out of her mouth.
Yeah, she ate it. We all ate it.
She was missing a piece.
I thought it was an eight piece.
Where's the wings?
It's in your hand.
More Big Jimmy coming up. 844-999 Hola.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.